I'm so sorry I can't give you all a hug.
Elise Van Beckham would have been hosting a ceremony at Groesbeek Cemetery in the Netherlands today. Instead, she's on a group chat with people she's met through her organization Faces to Graves, which puts the stories of Canadians who died liberating her home online.
It's important we remember the sacrifice of these young men, but also to mark that freedom is not a right.
A COVID-19 couldn't stop Van Beckham's group from laying tulips at the graves of Canada's war dead this year. One of those graves belonged to Carolyn Russell's father. She'd planned to visit in person, but instead will be there virtually from her home in Sarnia.
We have two families in Holland that we're very close with. We'll be live with them at the cemetery.
Guelph's Karen Hunter was supposed to be in the Netherlands today, too. Hunter started the group In Our Father's Footsteps and was to retrace the path Canadian soldiers took in 1945. Now that journey has also moved online with daily posts.
We can still carry that torch of remembrance for our veterans, and we can try to help dispel the extreme disappointment on both sides of the ocean.
Hunter and Van Beckham say they plan to mark the liberation in person next year once the battle to defeat COVID-19 is over. Aaron Collins, CBC News, Calgary.